WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both the Trump and Harris campaigns were in Pennsylvania last night.
In Erie, Pennsylvania, Harris letting Trump speak for himself, playing clips.
The worst people are the enemies from within.
Taking Trump to task.
And he is out for unchecked power. That's what he's looking for.
Describing a second Trump term as dangerous and a risk to America.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Trump cutting short the Q&A part of his rally after two people fainted. Swing state Georgia begins early voting today. That makes 44 states where early polls are open. The UN Security Council expressing strong concern over Israeli attacks on southern Lebanon that wounded UN peacekeepers. This is about 100 U.S. troops now being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. FEMA workers in North Carolina abandoning door-to-door visits after receiving threats that they could be targeted by militia. Meanwhile, suspect accused of threatening FEMA workers arrested there. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz kicked off a busy week in the battleground state of Wisconsin with a rally at UW-Eau Claire Monday. Walz says he believes the race for the presidency will be won going through Wisconsin. Walz also spoke on the importance of getting young people out to vote. A pair of Milwaukee-area park-and-ride locations are closed to prevent their use by unhoused people. Wisconsin Department of Transportation says people have set up tents and have been living in spaces meant for commuters to park their vehicles to take Milwaukee County Transit into the city. And now is the time to get involved if you want to help with hurricane relief. The Red Cross of Wisconsin says 94 Wisconsin Red Cross volunteers and staff members were deployed to help with cleanup after Hurricane Milton. More information on ways to help can be found at the Red Cross website, redcrossblood.org. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a little chilly out there again today. Mostly sunny. 50 will be our high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, hard freeze likely. Mostly clear. 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny 58 by Thursday. Sunshine high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 803 more music mornings with Dave Fleetwood Mac on Max FM.
Can you understand me? Baby, don't you hand me a line. Although it doesn't matter, you and me got plenty of time. There's nobody in the future, so baby, let me get you my love. Your hand is silent, my glove.
90s, and more. Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. All right, we have had a few technical issues this morning, for a lack of a better way of putting it. The internet is flaking out this morning, and so we are trying our best to find out what is going on. And so we are checking right now and seeing what happened there. But yeah, internet has been fun this morning. We're not sure exactly where the issue is, if it's our local internet service provider at the studios or if it's something else going on. So yeah, fun morning here. We're working through all of that. We're trying to get into our automation system. And it just, everything is going nuts this morning. So yeah. Fun times. I'm going to have to find an IT guy yet this morning. So, yeah, we'll get through it. It's going to be one of them mornings. So, just I'll be patient. It's fine, is what I'm going to keep saying. Let's talk about our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high of 49. Tonight, widespread frost. It'll be mostly clear. We're looking at a low right around 27. And we do have that freeze warning tonight that starts at 1 a.m., goes until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. If you do have any sensitive plants outdoors, tonight is the night to bring them in. Because if we do get this frost tonight, it will definitely be the end of the growing season. And knowing that we're looking at lows right around 27 or so, I'm going to predict that is going to happen tonight. So be prepared for that. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 57. On Thursday, we're looking at being sunny with a high of 65. Friday, warming up, sunny with a high of 69. Looking at the weekend, we're looking at highs in the 70s, lows in the mid-40s. No precipitation in this forecast. Currently, it is 35 degrees. Again, we apologize for all the fun and internet shenanigans this morning. We will get through it today. I just, you know, it is what it is. Now, we did here in our news that with some of the things with the hurricanes and so forth, and if you want to help out with that, please go to civicmedia.us/help. We have links on there to help out all the families that have been affected by the recent hurricanes down south, and it is one of those, it is definitely devastating. I've seen some of the videos from some of the storm chasers down there, and it is just, it's devastating. So again, if you want to help out, go to civicmedia.us/help to go help out those in need with the hurricanes. We encourage you to do that. We know that those people definitely need our help today. So again, Farmers Market is back tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Not too many of those left, so go over to the Bear River Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They'll tell you who's coming tomorrow and what they're bringing along. At the end of October, there will be no more Farmers Market. So yeah, it's getting to be that time of year. Now, if you work in an office, you know work speak. Have you ever heard someone say they're going to give it 110% or they're going to try to think outside the box? Turns out most bosses can't stand that stuff. You might think vague jargon is helpful or makes you sound smart, but it can actually do the opposite. Here are some of the phrases to avoid at work. Synergy. Who are you trying to impress? Say collaboration or team effort. Leverage. It's a catch-all term that isn't always used right. Say what you mean, like utilize or capitalize on. Circle back. Try revisit or check back in. Move the needle. Try influence outcomes or advance our goals. I've not really heard that one. This one I've heard a lot of. Low-hanging fruit. Some better options might be easy wins or simple tasks. So there you go. The overused phrases at work that you should avoid to using. So, you know, I'm in the office a lot of the time by myself, so I don't have to worry about those phrases. We do have a few web meetings and those types of meetings. So, you know, I think we're all just ourselves in most of those meetings most days. And then, yeah, you know, our meetings are fun. I can honestly say I've attended a lot of meetings that are not so fun. Most of our meetings are pretty fun meetings. We try to get a lot done and we just try to work very well together. I love the teamwork around this place. We were dealing with some stuff over the weekend and our team came together. We all jumped in and worked together, and that's the nicest thing that I can say, is that when you have a team that is so ready to go, even in the middle of having issues, you still have a little bit of fun doing it, and this group here is just fantastic and works together. And, you know, I don't really hear many of those phrases here, so that is kind of the other interesting part as well with it. And I know in prior places I have heard some of these phrases, but yeah, not hearing those too much here. But yeah, try to avoid them. You know, my thing is just be yourself. You know, that's probably what I would do, is just, you know, be yourself. Have fun and try to not overuse those things. So, yeah, my random words of wisdom today. So, again, it is Tuesday morning. I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday morning. It's More Music Mornings with Dave. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin,
there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for... 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday morning. It is almost 8:23. You know, a little chilly out there this morning. Make sure you have that jacket with you. Here is Steve Perry with more Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday morning. The internet shenanigans still continue, but we will get through this day. It's going to be one of those days. I've not had a chance to go look and see what's going on, but definitely some sort of shenanigans going on. But, you know, it could be worse, so we'll just leave it at that. You know what? There's going to be a great opportunity to help out people helping people and a chance to eat a great lunch. It is PHP's 10th annual Fall Festival. That is a brat fry bake sale and sidewalk sale. That is going to be on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That'll be at PHP's headquarters. If you don't know where that's at, it is so easy. 805 Broadway Street here in Baraboo. Your purchase will help support their Holiday Adopt a Family food distribution programs. Looking at this menu, it's going to be fantastic. Pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. PHP's Adopt a Family program provides low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. For more information or to make a donation, go to phpwisconsin.org.
We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, October 26th. It's always a great opportunity to help out a great organization, and we appreciate everything that they do in our community. So stop on down for that. You know, we do have some other exciting good news that's going on in this world today. A police dog in Indiana named Apache got a full retirement ceremony after 8 years on the force, and he really deserved it. In 2017, he stepped in front of his handler and took a bullet for them. He recovered and was back on the work 3 weeks later. Over the course of his career, he helped seize more than 950 pounds of narcotics, 167 guns, $1.6 million in drug money, and took down 84 bad guys. So, yeah, Apache in Indiana, quite the police dog. Also, a woman in Kalamazoo, Michigan, recently gave birth in the parking lot of a brewery. Her husband was rushing her to the hospital, but they didn't quite make it, and they had to pull it over. They named their new son Forrest Wells Baker. Wells, because the brewery is called One Well Brewing, and now the owners of the place just returned the favor. Their newest beer is called Special Delivery. So that is kind of neat, you know, of all places for that to happen. You know, I'm glad the baby is doing well. I mean, you sometimes those things just happen. You cannot prevent it from happening, and you just have to go with it. And, you know, I can imagine that dad was definitely panicking. I know I would be. I mean, there was a time when I was on an airplane flight and sitting next to a very pregnant lady, and I was very nervous on that whole flight because, you know, I'm not going to know what to do. So that's the first thing, in case anyone's curious. So we'd figure it out, of course, and she was telling me that, yeah, I'm due pretty much very soon, and I'm like, well, thanks for the warning. Let's get through this flight, and I don't know how things turned out in the grand scheme of things here, but yeah, I was very nervous flying that day, and again, I'm not a huge person for flying. Trying to get me in an airplane, yeah, that's not one of the greatest things. So, yeah, and that's just, you know, we'll see what happens here. So, yeah, congratulations to them. So, it is More Music Mornings with Dave. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Friends of Mirror Lake State Park and the park staff invite you to the Halloween Mystery Candlelit Hike. It's a fun family evening at the park as you locate clues along an easy 1 mile trail lit to help find out who the mystery guest is. There'll be pastries, caramel apples, and hot cocoa for free will donation. Hike will start at the beach. It is free, but you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This begins again on Saturday, October 19th from 6 p.m. and runs until 8 p.m. Details can be found at friendsofmirrorlake.org. The Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 invites you for their 15th annual Roast Turkey and Baked Ham Dinner. This is a dine-in or carry-out event. It will take place on Saturday, October 19th from 4 p.m. until 6:30. This will be at the VFW Hall, 200 Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. $13 in advance or $15 at the door. Kids 8 and under will eat for free. And the Cab Theater in Baraboo will be hosting the Macabre 12 One Hell of a Hunting event. This is going to take place both on Friday and Saturday. This will be at Circus World Museum. It's a ghostly good time at this Halloween-themed presentation. Enjoy a series of one-act plays, locally written, acted, and directed, themed around everyone's favorite time of year, Halloween. This will be both Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $7 at the door, and it'll be happening at Circus World in Baraboo.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
Week 6 of the NFL season came to a close last night with Josh Allen and the Bills knocking off Aaron Rodgers and the Jets 23-20 at MetLife Stadium. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Allen passing for 2 scores and ran for another. Rodgers tossed 2 touchdown passes and a pick, but the Jets have lost 3 straight to drop to 2-4. Packers off today, resume workouts tomorrow for Sunday's game at home against Houston. Badgers visit Northwestern on Saturday in Evanston. Their October 26th home game against Penn State will be played under the lights at Camp Randall. Kick time announced yesterday. 6:30 is the start time against the third-ranked Nittany Lions in Madison. Bucks beat the Bulls 111-107 in exhibition play last night. Giannis had 24 points and 10 rebounds. Damian Lillard, 20 points and 9 assists in the win. Major League Baseball, Mets even the NLCS at a game apiece with a 7-3 win over the Dodgers. Yankees grabbed game 1 from Cleveland in the ALCS, 5-2 winners yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be a little chilly out there again today. Mostly sunny. 50 will be our high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, hard freeze likely. Mostly clear. 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny 58 by Thursday. Sunshine high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8:34 on Tuesday morning. Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. I know that's where I should be dancing. No one wants to see that.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
80s, 90s, and more.
99 Max FM.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. I see you, the only one who knew me, but now your eyes see through me. I guess I was wrong. So what now? It's plain to see we're over, and I hate when things are over. So much is left undone. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. You'll say that we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. What about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:42 on Tuesday morning. Dave Grant with you. It is a little chilly outside. I just got in from outside. I decided that I was going to let the dog out and didn't put a coat on. Yeah, it's chilly out there in case you did not notice that this morning. It seems a little frosty as well. So today, mostly sunny. We're looking at a high of 49. Tonight, widespread frost, a low of 27. We have a freeze warning from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. Most likely, this will be the end of our growing season. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 57. Thursday, we're looking at sunny with a high of 65. On Friday, warming up, sunny with a high of 69. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at highs in the 70, no precipitation in the forecast. Currently, it is 37 degrees outside this morning. So yeah, if you're going to be outside, definitely put a coat on. That's my words of wisdom today. I was not expecting it did. You know, I put one out earlier this morning. I thought, oh, I'll just run out there quick. Well, quick in my world is not as quick as a certain other member of our household who decided to take his time out there this morning. All right, let's talk a little bit about calendar days. Today is White Cane Safety Day. So as a reminder that is someone does have one of those white canes, they cannot see, and so that's why they have that white cane. So please be aware if you see them. So again, White Cane Safety Day. Other days include Pharmacy Technician Day. We thank all of our pharmacists behind the counter. Another one is National Roast Pheasant Day. I was not aware that was today until I was looking early this morning. You know, it's going to be some food ones. I'm going to warn everybody of that right now, maybe because I'm already hungry. Had breakfast, but hungry again, so second breakfast, we'll see. But National Roast Pheasant Day, it is also National Mushroom Day. So yeah, so those are tasty. They're great on burgers and pizza. I'll stop right there. This is one of my favorites, and unfortunately, I don't know it's going to come to fruition today or not for me. National Lemon Bar Day. I was just in the kitchen. I don't see any lemon bars in the kitchen today, so I don't know. Those are tasty. and it is also National Grouch Day. I'm not even going to go down the road on that one. The lemon bars mainly. I'm stopping, not getting in trouble. It's also National Estesian Day. And let's see, it's I Love Lucy Day. Who doesn't love this iconic comedy? If you are looking to watch it, you can catch that on Channel 43. That's the antenna channel, Spectrum Cable Channel 10, at various times of the day. And it's on a lot of other channels as well. I think it's maybe on the Hallmark channel. I'm going to talk about that in a second because we definitely were kind of mentioning that one before. So yes, it is I Love Lucy Day today. So that's one of the great shows of all times. You know, it's a great comedy, great fun, clean comedy. How can you not enjoy that? And just some of the shenanigans that they get into is probably what cracks me up more than anything. I mean, we all can relate to somebody that we know in our family that probably has had some of those shenanigans. And so, yes, National I Love Lucy Day. I love it. And so just something to remember, it's 27 days to Veterans Day today, and also 16 days until Halloween. So if you have not got your Halloween candy, here's your warning. It's 16 days away. You probably want to get that sooner than later because you know what? They're already pushing on the other holidays that are coming up. The turkey hasn't even had its day yet, as someone likes to remind me in our household. So yeah, probably should get that Halloween candy now so you can have it for those kiddos that are coming by. I used to hand out some adult beverages back in the day, so I love Halloween. It's just one of the favorites, seeing all the work that these kids and parents put into these kids' costumes and the fun that the kids are having as well. And we try to go out there with some dog treats as well when we remember to do that. Stout behaves himself okay with it. Our last dog would stick his head right into the bucket to see what the kids had. He wasn't going to eat it. He just was curious what was in their buckets, and he just loved being around kids. And this one, yeah, I'm not so sure. He would probably eat stuff. So I look behind me reclining in the chair. Wow. Yeah, the stuff that happens in the studio with this dog sometimes, hilarious. I'll have to take some pictures one of these days and get them up on Facebook. So thank you to everyone that texted in suggestions for the headshots this morning. I appreciate that. That, yes, something I need to get done. And then I had the other boss already messaging me saying, yeah, when you get off the morning show, give me a call. So Corey Hartman's already looking for me bright and early this morning. I don't know what I did yet, so we'll find out how much trouble I'm into this morning. We were talking about the Hallmark holiday movies and when do they start? I have the official answer, 7 p.m. on Friday night. So yes, the Hallmark channels are going to go all holiday starting 7 p.m. on Friday night. This is 2 weeks before Halloween even. So, you know, I always thought they started right around Halloween. No, they are starting on Friday night. They have a whole bunch of new movies out there. It just was shocked when I saw it. So yeah, the countdown to Christmas this Friday. And so they say holiday movies 24/7 all season long. And if I remember correctly, these go until New Year's Day. So yeah, they have a bunch of new movies. I think one of them is based kind of in Kansas City, if I remember correctly. I'll have to go look at that. I remember my sister-in-law talking about that. And yeah, it's all the regular programming goes away. And no, we're not starting Christmas music either. I know we talked a little bit about my prank on air yesterday. So no, not starting that here. We'll keep that till very close to Christmas is ultimately my goal. And no date for anyone that's curious. We've not set a date for that, but it will be very, very close to Christmas. That's the only hint I'll give on that one. So yeah, and again, some exciting things happening. Again, Mace Michaels, he's joining us every weeknight from 8 p.m. to midnight. If you're looking for some fun later on tonight, tune in to Mace. He's doing a great job. We're glad to have him on board. And as I mentioned, I'm going to have a new morning show co-host. She's going to be joining me starting on Monday is currently the plan. I'll reveal a few more things in the upcoming days to come. We're both very excited about this. This has been something that's been in the works for a little while. When she found out that I was looking to have a co-host with me, she was excited to be on board. So we're excited to have her with us. She will start on Monday. It'll be a new voice to Max FM. Right now, she'll just be doing the morning show with me is currently the plan, as we're still figuring everything out, but I'll be fun to have someone to talk back and forth with. And so it'll be fun. And we're still working on some things. Her and I are meeting tomorrow, getting her all set up. So yeah, looking forward to that. As a reminder, we will be live on location at Hope House on Thursday for the Purple Thursday drive. If you go over to the Max FM Facebook page, we have shared what is needed. Please stop over and say hi to us. I will be out there right around 7:30 in the morning, broadcasting live from Hope House. You can stop by, say hi. Yes, if you want to see the purple fingernails, you can see those. Still finding, trying to find something purple to wear. So that's the other thing that is on my list of things to work on. So if you do have any suggestions on that or where to find something, shoot me a message. I'll be working on that. It is our morning show that is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together on Max FM.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details after portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You gotta take cover. Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. I come from a land down under, where we just flow and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Max FM. We'll be right back.
kitchen sink, and all she wants to do is dance. Crazy people walking around with blood in their eyes, and all she wants to do is dance, dance, dance. Wild eyed pistol wavers who ain't afraid to die, and all she wants to do is, all she wants to do is dance. And no romance, she can't feel the heat coming off the street. She wants to